Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Today we're going to meet just a few of the U.S. Olympians headed to Rio de Janeiro in August. The games are less than 2 months away, and we'll introduce you to a couple of young women who are not only teammates, but also best friends.
She's my shoulder to cry on. She's somebody I get to laugh with. Standing on the podium next to her this summer would be a dream come true.
Then we'll meet some young women who aim to capture Olympic gold in gymnastics in Rio. That's all coming up on this week's American Cafe. The Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro open August 5th. More than 500,000 spectators are expected to visit the city, which is scrambling to make final preparations for the Games. One sore spot for Rio is water pollution in some of the sailing, kayaking, and triathlon venues. This past week, Brazilian biologist Mario Moscatelli called for interim president Michel Temer to release emergency funds to clean up the polluted waterways.
A presidência da República, presidente da República, semanas atrás, disse que não haveria falta de verbas.
He said he was asking for a 10-minute audience with the president to present one very basic document explaining the environmental and public health tragedy represented by the water basin in the region of the Olympic Park, the Olympic Villa, and all of Barra de Tijuca, which is the fastest-growing region in Rio de Janeiro, and to demand emergency funds from the state environmental secretary. Brazil has earmarked $184 million for a cleanup project, but it hasn't started yet, and it can't be done by the Olympics. Water pollution could make for an embarrassing situation on Barra Beach, where aerial photos have shown massive brown sewage stains. The sewage fills Rio's lagoons with sulfuric gas that is released in windy conditions, and winds and big waves are common in Rio in August. But, ready or not, the competitors are coming. Two of them from the United States are sailors Annie Hager and Brianna Provancha in the women's 470, or two-person dinghy. They first met at the 2007 ISAF Youth World Championships when Provancha won the laser radial event and Hager took the silver medal. They were also teammates at Boston College and won the ICSA Women's Double-Handed Nationals in 2012. Annie Hager says that since graduation, they have been almost inseparable.
Ever since we graduated college in 2012, Brianna and I have been on the road, and we call ourselves nomads because we literally live out of our suitcases.
But Brianna Provancha says they are not only teammates who share a love for the water, they are best friends.
It's hard for me to talk about my relationship with Annie because I'm just so blessed. Not a lot of people get to experience that type of cohesion as a team that we have, and we've shared so many moments, so many emotions together, good and bad, ups and downs. She's my shoulder to cry on. She's somebody I get to laugh with. Standing on the podium next to her this summer would be a dream come true.
Hager and Provancha won the Olympic test event in Rio last year, their first gold medal in international competition. And both women say that the win motivated them to press through to get an Olympic medal. They qualified for Rio by edging out teammates Sydney Bolger and Kerry Shevitz and finishing fourth at the European Championships in Palma de Mallorca, Spain. That score, combined with a sixth-placed finish at the 470 World Championships in Argentina in February, booked Hager and Provancha's tickets to Rio. Both women are taking a realistic view when it comes to the water pollution and possible illness in Rio. Annie Hager says that she is no more concerned about Rio than she is at any other venue.
I really do think that, I mean, us Olympians, we're going to be down there for a week, and then we go back to our homes in the U.S. or wherever else we're from. And the people down there in Rio are the people that we actually should be concerned about because they're dealing with that water every single day. So I think we have to think about the bigger picture and think about the people down there rather than us.
Brianna Provancha says that she and Hager have confidence in the medical recommendations that the USOC and U.S. Sailing have given them, so they are focused just on getting to the podium.
I mean, if you were going down to South America to just vacation, you would do the exact same things I'm going to do. And that being said, you could go to Europe and get sick at any venue around the world, so that's really not a concern for me.
The women's 470 competition is scheduled to start August 14th. One of the marquee events at any Summer Olympics is the women's gymnastics competition. And this year, two young women from the United States, three-time world champion Simone Biles and 2012 double gold medalist Gabby Douglas, have made Team USA one to contend with. Biles, who will be making her Olympic debut in Rio, is the first African-American woman to be all-around champion and the first woman to win three consecutive world all-around titles. She is also the most decorated American female gymnast in world championships history, with a total of 14 medals, 10 of them gold. She is known for her near perfection in the floor exercise and on the balance beam. Simone says that she knows that expectations are high in the Olympics and that representing the United States is something special.
Well, it's definitely an amazing feeling, and we have a lot to carry on because everyone else, like before us, they set the bar so high. But other than that, we just try to have fun and see what happens. We don't really think of the pressure.
Teammate Gabby Douglas knows something about handling pressure. At the 2012 London Games, Douglas became the first African-American woman to become the individual all-around champion. She was also the first U.S. gymnast to win the individual all-around and the team competition gold medals in the same Olympics. Gabby says that dealing with the fame and recognition she experienced after London has taught her a great deal.
I kind of had to, like, grow up a little bit faster and be a little bit more mature and, you know, watch what I say and do that and, you know, really just had to watch, you know, the way I was, you know, acting and talking. And I've just learned so much, and not only, like, in gymnastics, but in life in general, and just to always be confident in what you do and just believe in what you can do.
Douglas admits that every now and then she is amazed by where she is and what she gets to do.
Just to be considered, you know, one of the best women, it's just like, it's kind of overwhelming, you know, because it's just like, wow, like, not many people, you know, get to, you know, be put in that category. So it's just like, I don't know the word, but like, it's just like, it's so special. It really is.
The U.S. Olympic gymnastics trials to finalize the team for Rio are July 8th and 10th in San Jose, California. The Olympic artistic gymnastics competition starts August 6th. Thanks for joining us for the American Cafe. We will be bringing you more profiles of the U.S. Olympic team in the coming weeks. If you want to see photos of the athletes, log on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. That's also where you can leave your questions or comments about our program. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.